And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here too. And Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing is here. Oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about here. It's biting. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's time to go fishing. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a perfect timing to do this show today, man. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, indeed. Carl Schmidt, manager of Fisherman's Landing. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Hey, so, doing Carl? Terrific. And, wow, what timing, huh? Memorial Day weekend, unofficial start of summer, and It's bluefin and yellowtail time, right?
It is. Mostly bluefin. Yesterday, all the boats, I think every slip is empty at the dock.
Yeah, it's empty.
Fisherman's Landing. Between all the long-range boats and the overnight boats, every boat left last night.
That's awesome.
And completely full and a waiting list a mile long to get on this bluefin stuff.
Wow. And later on in the show this morning, we're going to hear from the man, Tom Green, our SAC pilot, SAC spotter plane pilot, about what he saw. I'm not going to tell you what he saw, but I can give a preview. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you're going to want to hear it.
You're going to want to hear about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what are people's options this weekend if they still want to go fishing?
I got trips leaving Sunday night.
Okay.
Either on the, I believe it's the Condor or the Queen and, no, Pegasus, I believe it is,
because
everyone's on three-day trips. Won't be getting back till Monday morning.
But that's open party in the Pegasus?
I believe so.
Which is a rare thing, because those guys are such a high-demand charter boat. It's very rare to get to fish with that crew and that killer boat, you know, in an open party. They're just about chartered all year long, so pretty rare opportunity to get to go fishing on such a killer ride.
Very comfortable boat, and so that's going to be an overnight boat or day and a half?
It would be a day and a half, I believe.
A day and a half, But this bluefin's within overnight range, but the problem is the bite time, right?
Yeah, but I mean, even the guys that were on overnight trips are catching bluefin tuna. The Pegasus, their last trip was a one-day trip, which before this wind blew, I mean, they ended up with they had 18 guys, and I think they ended up with 17 bluefin or something like that on an overnight trip.
And wow. There's been lots of talk about it, but what really is the size of that fish that everybody's catching right now?
You know, there are a few smaller, when I say smaller, 65, 70 pounders, but I think every single legit fish is in that 80 to 90 pound, 70 to 80, 90 pound range. I mean, there are bigger ones and a few smaller ones, but if I was a crew member and if the guys that are still doing jackpot had to deal with all those fish, I feel, because they're all...
Everyone's an 80 pounder.
Right, everyone's 80 pounder, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, the two that I got, I went 4 for 6 last weekend.
And, oh, you went, huh?
Yeah. And everyone was about 70 pounds, 75 pounds, gill and gutted.
That's crazy. Yeah.
4 for 6. What was your secret, Carl?
I got 2 on bait, 2 on the flat fall, and then I hooked 2 on the Colt Sniper. Then after that, I hooked and handed 4 or 5 on the Colt Sniper.
Wait a minute. Colt Sniper, just the regular, what size Colt Sniper?
100 gram.
100 gram.
100 gram with the treble hook. The guys that were fishing the single hook weren't getting bit as good. So I just switched out the little treble hook on there and put one of those owner STT treble hooks on there, and it was good.
They wanted that,
yeah.
Huh?
The thing with the Colt Sniper, it is kind of a roll of the dice because it is a treble hook, smaller one, and you do pull the hooks on those sometimes, mm-hmm. but they did want to eat those things.
That's cool.
Daytime?
Daytime.
Daytime.
Sink and on the line.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, what a cool way to hook them,
Colt
too.
Colt Sniper and also the flat fall.
Yeah, first cast in the morning, like 2 o'clock in the morning, got first cast on the flat fall. Then, I don't know, when it got daylight, I got 2 more on bait, then went to switch to that Colt Sniper, and it was game on.
What a cool deal, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's good. Good for you.
And that grade is unreal.
Yeah, the grade is just, I mean, it's nice. This is a good grade because a lot of people could still catch them versus like those 200-pounders and 150-pounders. Where you might be on it for a couple hours, you know, the crew's really good on getting these fish landed pretty well in a manly timing. And it's just a good grade, and everyone could go catch one.
And you were nice enough to pass off the biggest one you've ever hooked ever.
Yeah.
What a guy!
I handed off a 150-pounder. I hooked it on that Talica 20 with a Calstar 7070 XH.
Perfect.
And it was kind of coming right to the boat, and I didn't think it was much bigger than the thing I was catching already.
You'd had several really nice ones, and there was somebody that was struggling and wanted to hook them up with, hey, here's one, you know.
Yeah, there was a guy standing next to me, and he's like, hey, you haven't pulled on a fish all day. Here, wind this thing in.
What'd you hook that fish on?
That was on the flatfall, Jim. On a 200-pound test leader.
On
perfect. Oh, man, that's the right gear to get that fish
250
on.
Gram or 300 gram? One of the bigger ones.
Okay. Yep. All right. Very good. Yeah, that's
how long did he pull on that fish for?
15 minutes, maybe.
Perfect.
I mean, that was
daytime fish.
Oh, this was midday, like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or something.
Wow!
What a difference when you hook a fish on 100-pound tackle with a heavy rod that was built for lifting a fish, and a TAC-20 and low gear and 200-pound test and big hooks. Like when you stack all the things in your favor, and you see a 150-pounder coming in 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 25 minutes.
Yeah, I mean.
Versus hooking that same fish on 30-pound because I was really struggling and trying to get a bite, and I fished a small hook and stealthy, and you're pulling that same fish for an hour and a half to have it chew off when it's at color.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was no doubt because I had hooked one on the cold sniper that chewed me right through 60-pound. And I, like, literally just threw that rod in the back of me, grabbed the talica, threw it back out, and let that thing sink about 20 minutes, hooked that thing, and, like, I knew that thing was not going to go anywhere on 200-pound test. And with all the super sticky hooks on there, that thing was not going to go anywhere.
How many hooks did you have on it?
Just the two hooks.
All right.
That's cool.
Very good. So... What's the forecast on this yellowtail fishing? It was so, I know we're talking about bluefin, everybody's like, well, you know, but yellowtail fishing had been very good. What happened?
Yeah.
All this wind.
What wind? I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Get out of here.
I was in Loretto.
Mexico,
it was absolutely
beautiful.
At our cast tours, Let's Talk Hookup, Loretto Rumber. It blew? The wind blew?
Yeah, it was like Seattle down here for like 3 days.
Really? Wow.
I'm so over this.
Yeah.
Man, I can't describe to you how over this weather
I am.
Well,
it looks like we're going to have a week of really nice weather coming up tomorrow.
Get through tomorrow, which I'm going to be yelling and screaming and fishing
which
again.
Tomorrow isn't a horrible wind like it was before, but it's
not gonna be
it's
nice.
Blowing a little
and
bit.
It's raining.
Yeah, it's blowing a little bit. Yeah. But so the water rolled is what happened.
Water rolled over. Right? The conditions aren't that great. Talking to Taro, he did see that yellowtail, not in a lot of big schools like they had been seeing, but it's still there. It's just waiting for the conditions to get right back there at the islands.
Yeah.
It is springtime. I mean, that's what the Coronado Islands do. It's great one day, then go back the next day, and the water conditions and currents are all different. You go back the next day, and it's game on again. So it's just a matter of waiting probably after tomorrow. Give it a day or two and let it get settled in, and that fish will probably pop back up.
Yeah. Wow. Good news, and that it's still around. And I heard, and we'll find out from Brian Woolley tomorrow at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, I heard it went from 64 to 54 out in front of Dana Wharf.
Yeah. That's a big change.
Yeah. But that's surface temperature.
Sure.
It's, you know, there's better water underneath.
Well, and yellowtail, too, like, yellowtail doesn't need 75-degree purple-blue water. Like, they just need consistent, stable water conditions. They'll bite in green water. They'll bite in cold water. We just need to have it be the same condition for a few. I mean, if anything, you know, with how good those full-day boat operators have shown us, like, I mean, they catch consistent yellowtail in December and January on yo-yo jigs. Like, if that fish is around and the conditions are at least stable, it gets in a mode where it wants to bite. It might mean you're targeting a lot of it down deep on, you know, on pinnacles and ridges and things like that with sonars and yo-yo jigs, but they'll catch it really good. We just need consistency. Like,
right.
That yellowtail will bite right through funky water conditions as long as it's stable.
It still may.
Yeah, it is.
Still may.
No one's complaining here. We're talking about Carl catching 150-pound bluefins and good yellowtail fishing locally. Yeah, there's no complaining. It's on.
That's good.
Good Memorial Day fishing.
So give us the different options at Fisherman's Landing. You know the boats. You know what's going on. What's kind of like somebody calls Carl and says, I want to go fishing. What can I do at Fisherman's Landing?
We have anything from half-day trips, which are obviously 6 hours long on the Dolphin. Twice a day at 6:30 and 1 o'clock. And a lot of families, you know, that's how everyone gets started. Probably everyone in this room started on a half-day trip. Full days are very, very popular. Leaves at 5:30, $155 when we're fishing at the islands.
And that's on the Liberty.
On the Liberty.
With Captain Taro.
And if we go offshore, he does drop it down to 45 or 49 passengers, limited load, $175. And we might be getting that back up and started maybe this week, depending what happens at the islands.
The unique thing about the Liberty is it's one of the very few full-day boats with bunks.
Yeah, the bunks, showers, I mean, the boat's set up to do trips up to three-day trips.
Yeah.
And no other full-day trip for the most boat out there that can do that, you know. If you wanted to come down from L.A. and you're tired and you got an hour and a half drive to the islands or offshore grounds, go down and take a nap on the bunk. Lots of room. The galley sits about 30 people comfortably. You know, if you got a long drive home or whatever, and like, man, I got a 4-hour drive home, and you want to clean up and take a shower, you can do that on a full day. I mean, where else
it's
can you
great.
Do that? Nowhere else.
Only on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
And the other thing, too, is they call it a quote-unquote full-day trip. I don't know what they even call the return time on those offshore trips, but it doesn't matter. You're coming home late. Like, just that's when you plan on getting back. Like, Taro and Anibal both, like, those guys just throw the rule book out the window. Oh, yeah. Like, oh yeah, the boat's back at 6. I haven't seen that boat come back at 6 yet. Like, it just doesn't happen. You know, those guys put in some very, very serious time when they're fishing offshore. It's a big deal to them. You know, they fish like we would as a like you would want to as a passenger. You know what I mean? Like they do not care about how far and what time and how much bait they're eating. Those guys go for it. It's such a cool operation.
Yeah, no doubt. And what about overnight, day and a half, and multi-day trips, long range? What's the lowdown on that?
Where do you want to start? That's the question. Obviously, our three main open party boats for overnight and day and a half stuff and two-day trips would be the Tomahawk, which is brand new to the landing. The Condor and the Pacific Queen would be our three main open party boats. They always are offering one-day trips, day-and-a-half trips, and a few two-day trips. Then we also have the Islander that's in the mix there, offering day-and-a-half to three-day trips. The Shogun's been doing a lot of day-and-a-half trips till their summer schedule gets started. I think they have about three, maybe four more day-and-a-half trips between now and mid-June when they get their full three-day, four- or five-day trip scheduled here. The Searcher, we have a couple 3 days now for online for them. The Royal Star, XL, Royal Polaris, Supreme, and Searcher all doing 3 to 10 day trips during the summer.
Yeah, and we just found out that the Royal Star has a 3 day trip next weekend, the 31st to the 3rd, all inclusive, $1,000. That means your permits, your everything you need, all the food,
the Royal, and not just just food, but Royal Star food. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're going to be going. What their idea on the 3 day trips is, they want to get people hooked.
Totally.
It's a very devious plan.
Dirty trick, man.
Tim
Dirty
and
trick.
Randy and Brian have. Yeah, they want to get people on the boat, and they know once you go on that boat, you're going to go, wow, this is a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is different deals.
And so, this 3 day is run exactly the same as if it were a 16-day. Yeah. I mean, they take the same full number of crew, the same food, which is always off the charts, stateroom accommodation, all of those things. Everything stays the same. You're just paying far less money than one normally would for a trip like that, and there's a light load already, and it's a definite go. I mean, that's the cool thing. Like, I think there's only 12 people signed up right now. The trip for sure
is going
regardless. So
yeah,
could potentially be an opportunity to jump on a trip, you know, for $1,000 all inclusive 3 day on the Royal Star with a light load, while there's 100-pound bluefins biting within 100 miles of home. Like,
that'd be
crazy.
Pretty nice deal. And the weather's forecast for long range is looking very, very good for next weekend. So and you're going to be gone.
I'll be in Loretto. Exactly.
Yeah, which is all good.
Yeah, we're totally
You're going to have a good time, yeah. But if you want to book that trip on the Royal Star car, Royal Star Sport Fishing, or you can book right online at royalstarsportfishing.com. But that's a tremendous trip next weekend, for sure.
No doubt.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
We do. We're so stoked to have Carl in here, too. And, I mean, Carl's not only the guy behind the counter at the landing, but you want to talk about a guy that's grown up doing it, from driving sport boats to working in the tackle store to now running the things at the landing. It's a great guest and a great timing to have this happen. We're really looking forward to it. Lots to talk about today, inshore fishing, offshore fishing. All of your phone calls are going to be a great time. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get through on our brand new 97.3 The Fan phone line, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Right now, the phones are totally packed up. I know we've mentioned it times before, but it's definitely worth noting that the phone system is different and very advanced here at 97.3 The Fan. When you call the show, if all of our phone lines are full, you will not get a traditional busy signal. The phone will continue to ring. You're basically, your phone call goes into a queue, then the second that there's a phone line available, it slides you into that queue. So, but you won't catch that traditional busy line. So don't give Adam a hard time. He's not ignoring your phone call. You're just going to continue to hear the ring until a space opens up and pops in. And we always try to do a good job when there's a phone line available. We always try to let everybody know. But again, if you give us a call at 833-288-0973 and that guy's just ringing, you stand by because we're going to get you in there. Lots of opportunity to call today, plenty of time. And what a day to call, because Carl has brought us a fantastic prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Check this out. Somebody's going to go fishing on an overnight trip from Fisherman's Landing, And you're going to receive four tickets to enjoy the San Diego Boat Show June 6th through the 9th at Spanish Landing. So an overnight trip on us, no charge. You're going fishing for free at a Fisherman's Landing and four tickets to the boat show just for calling and joining in the fun on Let's Talk Hookup today. Going to be a great time. Going to be a very busy morning on the phones. The phones are already packed up, but we got 2 hours to get your phone call in this morning. 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. So much great stuff coming your way today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. Right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Whether you desire fishing bluefin tuna offshore or yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe Island, the Journeyman is equipped to make your angling dreams reality. Limited to 6 anglers, your fishing experience and time on the water will be an angling experience to remember. The Journeyman is now available for charter, fishing San Diego and Guadalupe Island for the 2019 summer and fall seasons, and will be fishing out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for the winter of 2019 and 2020 season. Call Journeyman Sport Fishing at 619-571-1979 or visit us at journeymansportfishing.com, where your angling dreams become reality.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this race?
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan. Again, if you want to get through, very busy morning, 833-288-0973. Giving away that overnight open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing and four tickets to that great San Diego Boat Show, June 6th through the 9th. It's coming right up. It's Spanish Landing.
Yeah, it's coming right up. A couple weeks away, for sure. And you just heard a spot for Journeyman Sport Fishing. We're going to have Robert and Mark on the show here in a week, next weekend. Robert and Mark from Journeyman Sport Fishing. We're right here in the 97.3 Fan Studios with us, talking fishing on that beautiful platform, the Journeyman, for sure.
We, part of their commercial talks about how great the gear is and things like that on the boat. Man, I hope people know how true that is. those guys do not mess around when it comes to tackle. And it, you know, as we say, like, I know because I had a hand in all of it. When those guys are in there buying gear, it is the single, like, top-tierest best that can possibly be done.
Yeah.
Every rod custom built, every real Shimano Talikas and Trinidads, and the best Power Pro and the best fluorocarbon, like, those guys not mess around when it comes to the outfitting that boat.
So check that out, Journeyman Sport Fishing, right here next weekend on Let's Talk Hookup. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we start it off this morning with our buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Carl, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, you're welcome.
First of all, kudos to the guys at the reservation desk there. They're always very helpful, whether on the phone or in person. They do a really good job. So I have two questions for you. Number one, what was the treble hook that you were just talking about? And then the other question I have is, I know what an overwrap is. You know, you get it when you're casting, but I heard somebody talk about an underwrap. I was wondering if you could explain what that is and how to prevent it.
Yeah, the owner hook that we it was an owner hook, the STC or ST66. It was a 1.0. I think it's a 3X or 4X size hook. It's not going to bend out on you like the stock hooks that come on that thing.
Okay.
I hooked one on the stock. I got one on the stock hook, then I hooked another one in 5 minutes to it.
Do you have to change the ring too?
The ring was fine.
I didn't have
a problem with the ring.
Okay.
So just the hook. I mean, to buy one of those little owner pack of split rings or $8 or something
like that. $6, something
like that. Yeah, something like that. I mean, peace of mind, change
it. I'm the same with Carl. Like, do you need to change it? Probably not, but you're going to that extent to swap it. I'd probably swap the ring too.
Yeah.
I agree with everything he said. Probably don't need to, but if you're taking the time to make that thing bluefin proof, why risk it?
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'd swap it too.
Yep. And an underwrap is when your line is just underneath your, like, the first wrap or couple wraps when you're, like, stringing up your rod. And when you make sure, or if you don't make sure your tag end is completely loose from underneath the other lines, like when you store your reel and you're playing around with your reel and sometimes that tag end gets underneath one of the other loops on your reel, that's what's considered an underwrap.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Gotcha. So it's not after you've been fishing all day long, it's when you're actually first rigging up your line.
Correct.
Yeah, you cannot.
It can happen.
Yeah, you cannot do it other than, you know, from the beginning, which people will think about. And sometimes the problem with an underwrap is when you're, if your line is just under one loop while you're putting your line through your guides, there's very little friction involved because the line is a lot looser at the top of your spool. And sometimes you just flat out don't feel
know.
It or don't see it or you make a cast. And I've been on plenty of boats where I've seen, you know, I mean, it happens. It has happened to all of us. You just don't catch it. It's early in the morning. And then somebody will be fishing and be like, oh, man, that damn guy that put line on my reel put an underwrap in there. Like, that's not the only way to make that happen is right from the get-go when you're
putting
line.
So what do you do if you find that you have an underwrap?
It's too... The only way to fix it if you catch it fairly high is to pull, kind of hard to describe on the radio, but to pull the loop up that your line is under almost like a backlash and pull enough slack into it that you can push your entire rod through that loop.
Oh.
And then you can get it out that way. But if, you know, if you're 40 yards down before you realize it, you're pretty much... SOL, as they say.
All right, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
How about we jump right back into him? This time we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Rancho San Diego this morning. What's up, John?
Morning,
welcome
John.
To Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Pete, Rick, Carl, nice to talk to you this morning.
You too, buddy.
I enjoy periodic half-day trips on the Dolphin there at Fisherman's Landing and love getting out on the Liberty full days every once in a while. And I see the recommendations for the full-day trips are usually... have at least a 25-pound setup and then sometimes a 40-pound setup. And then they often recommend that you should have a jig stick. And I wonder what your guys' definition for a jig stick is. How do you define that?
Good call.
Carl?
If you're a deckhand or a tackle guy, probably a 9-foot rod or longer.
Probably.
10-foot, 11-foot for almost probably everyone here. Or someone that's working on the boat, and reel size like a Trinidad 20 size reel, a Tranks 500 size reel, something you could fish 40 pound on there, no problem. I would say would be the general description of a jig rod. Now, a lot of guys will try to throw a surface iron with an 8-foot rod or an 8.5-foot rod and stuff, which is fine maybe on a private boat, but for almost everyone like Rick, myself, and any captain or deckhand, and a 9 foot or a 10 foot rod or longer, and throwing us for a Taddy 45, 7X, JRI, whatever your favorite surface iron is.
A jig rod is often, too, in makeup, just different than how a bait rod would be. Like, most of your more common bait rods are going to be faster rods, and faster refers to how quickly the rod stops bending. You get into the backbone quicker. A traditional jig rod is going to be a lot more slow or more parabolic, meaning that the bend goes a lot farther into the handle.
So when you see extra fast on that, is that a jig rod or no?
That would be the opposite.
Opposite.
Now, there's a lot of new things now with, you know, graphite being faster recoiling. We definitely see a lot of, you know, surface iron or jig casting rods built that are faster tapered, and, you know, with materials come changes. But in a general sense, a jig rod is going to be slower or more parabolic. So if you can imagine when you're making your cast, if you can, you know, make that in slow motion, as the rod goes backwards and as it's coming forward, more of the rod is bending, so you have more of that blade loaded up and more of that rod pushing your jig forward when you finish the cast or on the follow-through or forward part of it. You got more of that rod loaded up pushing the lure forward.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live to our pilot, Mr. Tom Green from the Sac Spotter Pilot.
The eye in the sky. What's up, Tom?
Hey, not a heck of a lot, Pete. Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Pretty exciting day on the water yesterday, I'll tell you that.
That's what I hear, buddy. We're excited.
Day, huh? Well, up and flying and clear day, and you saw
Oh, man,
stuff,
it was sunny, slick weather. It was the best. Hey, listen, I saw some fish yesterday. I saw three distinct areas of fish. One area, big boilers. I mean, it was exciting. It got me excited.
Wow, that's cool, buddy.
Very cool.
Yeah, you.
Oh yeah, no, it's going to be great for this weekend because everybody's going to be spread out. We're not going to have a great big bunch of everybody on top of each other. To me, it looks like it's going to be really, really good this weekend.
And is that fish in easy range for our sport boat fleet, Tom?
Yeah, for the fleet, it is. There's some probably as long as you got a 2 day or a day and a half, it's easy range. Yeah, no, the upper area is still here. I was seeing scattered fish all through that upper area where I fished last week, but didn't see as much fish there yesterday as I had previous, but the other two areas really look good. And it's one area is another 40, 50 miles, and the other one's maybe 30, 40 miles. So it's all right there.
Oh,
and in the
great eyes
of Tom Green that's seen thousands and thousands of tons of bluefin tuna, what's really good?
Well,
I mean, like,
well, you kind of got me there. You threw me a little bit. I got to tell you, Rick or Pete, it's if I see fish, it's good. I mean, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, but I mean, are we talking about
gorilla, yeah,
thousands of tons, hundreds of tons?
Yeah, I saw in the areas of fish I saw yesterday, probably close to 3,000 tons of fish.
Oh, jeez, wow. Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of fish. And what's the grade?
No, but, well, that was the exciting part. The grade is, I saw one area that it had at least 800-900 tons of that 20-25 pound fish.
Oh,
and
that's good.
And a couple of pretty good boilers there. But the biggest area I saw yesterday was probably 40 to 50 pound fish. And I mean, they were cooking. The best boilers I've seen since, like 2 years ago when we had all those great big huge boilers. It was like that yesterday. So they're still here. They're just bouncing around waiting. They're doing the same thing we're doing, waiting for the good weather.
Boy, you're speaking our language right now, Tom. That's so exciting and nice to hear that there's different classes of fish around too. You know, a lot of times those 25 to 50 pounders, those are the biters. They get super aggressive, you know, and it seems like a lot of that bigger bluefin we've been on, which has been great fishing this year, but you know, it's more traditional bluefin, sit on them, pick away at them, lighter line. Great to hear that some of that smaller grade fish is filtering its way in there to kind of fill in the gaps and keep the action rolling.
Hey, Tom, what are they feeding on?
Yeah, and again, you know, I was seeing those big boilers and I wasn't seeing what they were cooking on there. The bait is just really thin.
Okay.
We don't have good meatballs yet, but I mean, the bait must be there because they weren't just jumping. They were boiling. I took some pretty nice pictures of them and got them to Ken, but they're good boilers, but For me to tell you the bait, I can't tell you because it just didn't show them that good.
And
I called a couple boats this morning, and they were starting to see the fish pretty good already.
Did you put some boats on it yesterday?
I got a hold of them, and they got into it late yesterday evening. They were just a little bit too far away, and they were seeing some fish. A couple guys got into them and got a few going, but this morning they were already getting on them pretty good.
That's awesome,
man,
dude.
How cool.
Yeah, and that's what the Sac Spotter pilot's supposed to do. Tom Green, hired by the Sport Fishing Association of California to go put the boats in the fleet on the fish. Man, we're so grateful for your work there, Tom. And when's the next time you're going to go fly?
Oh, that's why I wanted you to call me early, because I'm just getting ready to roll right now. So I just want to make sure we get on both areas of fish real good. And in case anything moved 15, 20 miles away, I want to make sure the guys are on them.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, those guys do such a great job. Those guys are unbelievable good fishermen. 90% of the time they don't need me, but that 10%, thank God for me.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I love it.
Tom Green, Sac Spotter pilot, thanks for the inside info. Go get them and put them back on the fish today. Appreciate the call, and hopefully we'll talk to you with more good news next weekend.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that very much. All right. That is some exciting stuff. Carl, that going to fill the boats or what?
That should. I mean, that's really cool because, it's a little smaller great fish, but that's new fish, which we haven't seen.
Yeah.
So that means there's new fish moving in the area, and that's just positive outcome for us.
Yeah. Very good.
That was such a good call of Ken Frankie and the Sport Fishing Association. I mean, what a great way to use some funds to better provide for not only the sport boat fleet, but all of us as anglers, and just to keep, like Tom was saying, just to keep track of where it goes, where it moves, and, you keep the boats as efficient as possible. If it made a 20-mile move, our fleet's the best in the world. They're going to find that fish, but how long is it going to take for the guys to fan out and track it down when you could put the plane up in the sky and Tom can say, okay, boys, it made a move to the southwest. Here it is now, right here. Go get them. And
yeah.
Everything works more efficient. I love it.
Pretty nifty stuff. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines right here on the fan.
You got it. Why don't we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Chino this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Carl, good morning. Hey, doesn't that report light a fire under your feet?
Yes, indeed.
So cool.
It's all about.
Dang, dude. Hey, Carl, that was a good hit on those bluefin you got for 4 for $6. So I was just going to ask you what size flatfall, if you're using the Nomad Buffalo or the Shimano, what gram are you using, either 320 or 250?
It was the 250 gram.
Do you rig them with the assistants and the U-line split rings from owner and all that good stuff, too?
To be honest with you, I walked right over to the tackle shop, bought one right off the rack, put a one that already had a leader on it.
The pre-rigged.
Yeah.
What size leader?
Mine had 200-pound leader on there. And I didn't have any of the super fancy hooks, the Mustad hooks that you guys have been rigging them with.
Mm-hmm.
With the little skirt on them, that was it.
Is that an assist hook?
It is, yeah. It's an upgraded hook that we put on. I mean, flatfall fishing for bluefin is nothing new, and we try to stay up on everything. And I think that a big part of getting a bite on a flatfall, the biggest part is putting that in front of a hungry bluefin. There are a lot of really good options out there. I would say the most popular is probably, again, that Nomad Buffalo and that stock Shimano killer 250-gram flatfall, both of which we do an aftermarket assist hook that we rig up at the shop. We just have a big pile of those things already pre-done, and then we have pre-made leaders at 200-pound.
There you go, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live down to Panama right now. Yeah. He's in Panama.
I thought you guys were in Loretto a couple days ago.
We were just in Loretto 2 days ago, and then Castman's in Panama. The Castman, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. What's up, Castman? You're in Panama?
Hey, buenos dias. Yeah, I had a 12-hour turnaround. And got in last night, landed here about 7:45 last night, and by the time I got to the hotel, it was about 9. So anyway, had a good night's rest, and thought I'd give you guys a call and give you guys a fish report. And, of course, we could talk about Loretto. I don't know if you already have.
Yeah, indeed. So, no, we haven't talked.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance yet.
I've been waiting for your call.
Ah, okay. Well, what a trip. What a group. I mean, guys.
Sounded awesome.
Nice people. It
yeah.
was
really
amazing
great.
How everybody got along and just had just a hoot of a time. And you know, the fishing was a little slow, at least for us on that first day. I mean, we didn't get any yellowtail the first day, but second and third day, we banged them pretty good. And I was amazed that Dominic Carlos and his wife, they had six the first day. I mean,
six
they came
first.
In and...
There was one boat that had eight the first day. Yeah, we only had two. We had two, but they're the grade of that fish
that's what
was,
I hear,
what
was all
was
big
really
ones.
Amazing. It was all legitimate on the scale, 18 to 27 pounds.
Awesome.
All big. And what was interesting, Cass, I don't know if you noticed, that a lot of that fish was spawned out. If that fish hadn't spawned or had been eating or had bellies, a lot of that fish would have been 35-plus, I think, because they were big fish.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, the third day, that the optional, not the tournament day, the tournament was first and second day, I think Joe Barsimo had one that came in about 31.
Yep.
And then there was another one that came in about 34. So it's they were there. We just didn't get any for the tournament. But 27 pounds is still a nice tail.
Yeah, it was a great group of people, 34 anglers, for our first annual Cast Tours Let's Talk Hookup. Loretta Rumber at the beautiful La Mission. What an incredible hotel that is. I think that's the first time you stayed there. What'd you think?
Oh, I'll tell you. It's quite a gem, you know, to be in the town of Loretto and staying at a classy hotel like that. And got what views we had from our balcony there at the Sea of Cortez. And, of course, looking over the pool. And it was just a nice place. And the food was excellent.
There. Food's amazing there. And you walked to the marina to get on your panga, too. It was great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Danny, the panga guy, did a great job getting everybody organized and lunches on the boats and drinks and such like that. He's a fantastic operator. And we're doing it again in 2020, May 3rd through the 7th. Absolute prime time for yellowtail, a little bit earlier this year, and we're gonna get it just the week before the full moon, which is when that week before full moon in April, May is when those fish go bonkers down there. So we're limiting it to 20 teams, right, Castman?
Yeah, 20 rooms, 40 people, and we just can't do any more than that. It gets unmanageable. But,
yes.
But yeah, and then like you said, Danny did a great job organizing those boats. Not a glitch at all with all 17 boats. So that was kudos to him. He did a fabulous job, and we'll be working with Danny again next year. But yeah, it was a great trip, and I'm looking forward to it. Just about all my guys are here. We'll leave in for two. I think four more come in today, and then tomorrow morning at 7:30, we're off to Petosie. We'll be there for 6 days and five nights and fishing 4 days out of pongas and be back here next Friday night. And then they go home Saturday, and I got the second group coming in. And we'll just repeat it and go back up to Petosie again. And I think I get home June 8th. But,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm living out of my suitcase, and I don't like that.
I hear you, Cass, man. That's back-to-back trips, and that'll be fantastic. But I might add, I wrote an article on our Loretto Rumble. It's on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, with photos and information on the tournament, winners and such like that. And also, it'll be you'll be blasting it out, Roxy, you'll be blasting it out to all the Cast Tours email blast, too. So that was just a great trip, and we're going to do it again. But I wouldn't hesitate to sign up, because a lot of the people on the trip were saying, I'm going next year, because it was such a fun thing, such a great time of the year, and such a fantastic town and hotel. La Mission did such a great job. And I might add, too, Sport Fishing Association of California donated close to $1,000 in prizes for that tournament, along with some other. The prizes were just insane. So great organization. Great job, Castman. If somebody wants to get a hold of you at Cast Tours, how do we do it?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And Pete, I might add one more thing. Our Pesca Panama trip for next year, April 15 to 22, one boat left. So anybody wants to go on that fabulous, fabulous Pesca Panama trip, give me a call.
Yeah, with Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. All right. Hey, Castman, have a great time. We're going to talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, I'll call you. Actually, I'll call you back from Panama City. I'll be back here for Saturday and then Sunday. We go back up to Pedicee.
Fantastic.
Have a great trip, Cass.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that very much.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Cass Tours report. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros, Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Again, through the end of the month, they're still offering that 25% off on all their spices and rubs at Fish Pros The Market. And this Monday, Memorial Day, they're having a special customer appreciation barbecue, and you're invited. You just have to purchase anything from the market, and you can get in on the fantastic barbecue for free. CCA is going to be there, and the knives is going to be there, plus more. It's going to be from 10 to 1 on Monday, Memorial Day, at Fisherman's Processing Liberty Station. We're going to look forward to seeing you
there.
That's
going to be fun.
No doubt, yeah. And yeah. Sean and the whole gang there, Fisherman's Processing, do it right.
And a free big barbecue.
And he's a true expert when it comes to getting behind the grill. So Sean's going to be barbecuing up something good. A very fun day. All you need to do is purchase anything from the market, and you're getting in on the free barbecue. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more catch reports, more great info with Carl. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on The Fan 97.3.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 8th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro Staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 8th only. Plus, get free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin this Saturday, June 8th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 1st, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Rock Cod Rick and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecón in Laredo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They'll also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Laredo. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 1st, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. What an important time of year to focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas, and you do it by using Terrafin. And don't forget, with Terrafin Mobile, you can now take it with you so that you have it on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. You just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information for the best water conditions will be right there for you. Check Terrafin.com if you want some more info.
And don't forget, it's our first San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast. It's Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford with Captain Mark Wheeler. Your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw, just for showing up, or winning the Shimano casting contest. Get this, it's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly down, fly back trip to Mazatlan in January. And that includes a round trip ticket from LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to check out Alaska Air banner on the front page of our letstalkhookup.com website and for more details and the great Alaska Airlines destinations. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and a lot more. We'll have a ton of giveaways too, you just for showing up. Check out our guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas.
Speaking of Encinitas Ford, today would be a very good day to go buy a new Ford. Memorial Day weekend,
oh,
big sale.
Sell-a-thon.
Yeah, exactly. Big. You've said it a lot for a lot of years on Let's Talk Hookup, and you know that business very well. Like, this is the time to go buy a new F-150. Like, yeah. This is when you're, there are several times throughout the year. Anytime you go to a good Ford dealer, like Encinitas Ford, El Cajon Ford, all of our good friends, Mossquar, all the great San Diego County Ford dealers out there, you're going to get well taken care of. There's several times throughout the year where it's way over and above. This is one of those weekends.
Yes, indeed. It's the sell-a-thon weekend, the best time to buy at your local San Diego County Ford dealer. So be sure to go by and say, hook me up.
Yeah, right.
There you go. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. Why don't we jump back in and talk to John? He's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How's it going this weekend?
Couldn't
Fantastic.
Be better, buddy.
So my question was to Carl, they keep talking about El Nino year. Are we going to see the Wahoo back this year?
I wish, but I don't think so. It just doesn't seem like it's setting up to be that way. They're calling for a weak El Nino, but I don't think it's going to be anything like crazy like we had that whatever 3 or 4 years ago and stuff like that. So my answer would be probably not.
Yeah, that was such a unique anomaly of a year, and the one thing that I remember so much about that was how early in the year our water got not warm but hot. I remember like the beginning of the season. We were in the beginning stage of the early 70s. Right now it was like 70 degree water in front of Mission Bay, and I remember seeing water as high as 80 degrees that year.
Yeah.
It was something special.
And all this wind and rain we've had doesn't help that either. It keeps the water temperature cooler than an El Nino.
But who knows
year.
What September, October is going to bring?
Yeah,
there's no doubt, man.
Everything. You never know.
You're so right about that. And how fast have you seen conditions change for the better in how quickly water sets up in and fish slide up or fish come in from the west? That's the beauty of what we got going on. We don't know until we know.
Yeah, so the last 5 years have just been, every year has been different. Everyone thinks it's going to go one way, then it does not happen that way. Just something else happens. It's just crazy the last 5 years.
Indeed. John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman, what's up, councilman?
How you doing, guys? Great show.
Thanks
Sherman.
Morning, buddy. Hey, you got me all excited about the bluefin. I'm replacing a radar dome on my boat today, but heading out Monday. What would your guest suggest for heading out on a private boat as your best bet to try and get into those bluefin?
Carl?
I would just look for those breezers, and I don't know what type of electronics you have, but if you got a sonar, that would be ideal. But heading out to, like, the 425, 302, somewhere in there, starting in that general range. Look at your terrapin charts and see where your best water is and go from there, you know. And if you have the bait capacity, I think the number one mistake a lot of guys do are, like, they hit a school, they don't hook anything right away, and they move on from the school. Sitting there and drifting along with it, and maybe sitting there for 15, 20 minutes and trying to get a bite that way. It definitely seems like guys are in a hurry to move off from that fish that doesn't bite right away, but it definitely seems like that fish takes a little time to settle in, and as soon as you hook that first fish, it seems like it starts a good plunk
building
of bite.
Up. Yep. So how long was that drift that you were on when you were fishing and catching all those fish, Carl?
From 6:30 in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
And the only reason we had to leave was because two sea lions got on us and shut down the bite.
Which has been a super frustrating thing this
year.
A lot of that fish is so close to home and so close to the islands that there is the sea lions have wreaked havoc on a lot of this big fish, both in the normal deal of eating bait and moving that fish off and literally taking fish. Like, you wouldn't think that it would be possible that you're going to lose an 80-pound tuna to a sea lion, but it happens.
Yeah, we lost two to the sea lion.
Big ones.
Yeah,
heartbreak.
Yeah.
Heartbreak, for sure.
Oh, man. You think I'm pissed about losing a 15-pound yellowtail of those things? Come on, boy. Get me started.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, what radar are you putting on?
I'm just replacing the dome that went bad on me on the 4G, the Simrad.
Ah, okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. Easy to replace. Yeah, just plug it back in.
Plug it in, bolt it on, and make sure everything's ready to go. And that's why I was asking, is anybody getting anything on the kite down in that area?
You know, the day I was out, we tried to get the kite going, and we did land two fish on the kite. My wife was out on the Shogun the trip before, I think, or maybe a couple days, and they had some fish on the kite. I know Katie ended up with one on the kite. So there is a few fish on the kite. Double
on
trouble.
Mackerel?
No, sardine.
Sardines?
Yep.
Okay, double trouble?
Double trouble, yep.
There you go. All right, Scott, good luck.
All right, guys, I'll let you know what happened.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Building on what Carl was saying, the kite might be a good way to just force yourself to stay, especially if you got three or four buds fishing with you. You get two baits soaking, it takes you some time to get your kite out and get your kite up and going. So if you got two of your buds that are just fly lining baits, like, just the act of getting the kite up in the air and getting baits out and putting on it, like, it almost forces you to drift with that school for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, and gives it the time that's appropriate to get those things to want to start biting. I think that's a great call, Sherm.
All right, very good.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hunk Club, including checking in with the Catch Report. Another full hour coming your way. You stay tuned. 833-288-0973. That's the way to get a hold of us right here. Another full hour coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
This is Will Myers from the San Diego Padres.
A two-run double for Will Myers. 13-5 Padres.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper. When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.